Marcel and Marie coming out of the anthropophagus tree.
Baldness awaits you, my child. At the first shot, your hair will fly away with your teeth and nails that serve only my very invisible vestments.
Crows and harpies come with me under my white dress. Take burning coals in your beaks and
upsy-daisy, upsy-daisy.
Marcel and Marie coming out of the anthropophagus sea.
All my joys have alibis, and my body is covered with 100 deep cracks. Come with me under my white sleeve. You very insensitive and well-mitered rats. And you beetles, you will pick up the suburban garbage. Follow me with your little bells and
upsy-daisy, upsy-daisy.
Let us further note that the vocation which she had wanted with all her heart since the day of her tooth loss, virginity loss, first communion, came to her at age 11 during the benediction of a statue in bronze of the little saint of Lisieux. She had remained motionless during the procession of the martyrs' relics and during the sermon, that is, for 2 hours, her arms held out, a knife in her hand to cut open the earth.
Crucifiers! Crucifiers!
And the hair floats away majestically! At the very moment the seminarists were singing the hymn of the Ascension of the Children of Mary, she floated up from the ground
and
remained suspended in midair for some seconds, and cried out in an inspired and deliciously pure voice, which could be heard above the choir and the organs.
Enter, dear knight, enter into the incubation chamber.
Better wanted to strangle you, my child.
But my hair, why are you everywhere?
The better to put you in your place, my child.
The celestial bridegroom invites
my
me to the feast.
My place is at the feet of a merciful husband.
To dream, to dress, to babble on sick Friday.
I sacrifice myself and I give myself.
Nothing. I feel no.
Soft and white.